今天我们继续讲这个未来。
If you have a copy from last time, it's the same sheet that we've been talking about.
这个是上一周一模一样的。如果没有的，就拿一张；有的就传过去。就是没有的就拿一张啊。我们在讲未来要发生的是末世。
And I have been trying to explain this sheet for a few weeks. Last time, we suggested that today would be a good time for questions.
那我们已经花了好几个星期来讲这个内容。那我们知道呢，上周我们讲了，这一周我们会留一部分时间来问问题。
So today, as an introduction, we're going to read what is written on the bottom of the sheet.
那今天呢，我们作为一个介绍呢，我们要读这个底下的整个图底下的那个文字那部分。
And the copies aren't perfectly clear, but we should be able to read it a little bit.
那这个复印的还是很清楚啊，我们可以读得出来。
And we will read it together. It's a good ESL training.
我们可以一起读啊，这是一个很好的 ESL 学英语的训练。
All right, so it reads, which road are you traveling?
它底下说呢，你要走哪一条的路？
Okay, now you're going to read with me as we go down over these two paragraphs. Here we go. This chart depicts the two roads referred to in Matthew 7, 13, and 14. We are all on either the broad way or the narrow way. There is no middle path. Death crosses both the broad and the narrow way.The bodies of both believers, those who have accepted Christ as Savior, and unbelievers, those who have not received Christ, go to the grave. The believer's soul goes to heaven, the soul of the unbeliever to hell.
The rapture, when Christ returns for all living believers, could happen at any time. They will be caught up to heaven to be with the Lord. When this takes place, the bodies and souls of those believers who have already diedwill be reunited to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, where their lives will be evaluated and rewarded. Then begins a seven-year period called the Tribulation, in which judgment occurs on the earth.Culminating in the battle of Armageddon. The tribulation will be followed by the millennium, when Christ will reign on earth for 1,000 years. At the end of this period, the bodies of unbelievers will be resurrected and united.With their souls to stand at the judgment of the great white throne, and then cast into the lake of fire for eternal punishment. New heavens and a new earth will then be created, which will last for eternity.
Very good, thank you.All right, so the promise was questions. Do you have some questions? We've still got to finish the very end of the chart, but time for questions now to make sure we understand the parts.
那现在可以问一些问题，我们还剩了一个尾巴没有讲完，就是新天新地。那我们今天会讲完，但在这之前我们可以有一些时间，就到现在为止有没有什么问题。
All right, so who would like to start with a question?
谁可以先问问题？
Now, the fact is that this chart appears to be simple, but it is hard to understand. So if you have a question, it's not going to be a wrong question. It's going to be the right question. Lots of people have many questions on this chart. So you go right ahead. If you've got a question.
所以这张图看起来简单，其实还是蛮难理解的。所以大家不要觉得这个问题会是个错的问题，总是对的问题。所以很多人会有很多的疑问关于末世，所以大家可以大胆的来问。
Okay, how's gonna lead off?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a big question. I just wondering, where's the message come from?
What?
What's the message in the chart come from? It's come from the Bible and all from.
Yes. Very good. Where does this chart come from?
那好的，张豪的问题呢，就是这个图从哪里来的？是不是从圣经里来的
？And on the chart, you will find many Bible references. So at the beginning of the chart.You've got some references to the Broadway Matthew chapter 7 and Proverbs chapter 14.
那我们看见这张图呢，不单有文字，它底下有很多经文的引用。比方说呢，从一开始宽路底下呢，就有马太福音的7章13节和箴言书的14章12节的引用。
So what happened then, how?Is that some men of God began to put all the different verses from the Bible together into a chart. The problem is that these verses are found at different places in the Bible. And so to put them all together, you've got to take this verse from here and that verse from there and put it all together.Almost as a puzzle.
所以这个就像拼图一样啊。那最早的一些神的仆人和工人啊，那他这些东西全藏在圣经的不同的部分。那这些工人们做了一个什么事呢？他就把圣经的这个部分讲到这一点呢拿出来，把那个部分讲到这一点拿出来，然后他就把所有的点拿出来以后呢，就能够把这张图的前后的顺序给理出来了。
It's something like what a scientist would do when he's trying to figure out what's going on in the world.
这就像一个科学家做的事情，当他想去弄明白世界正在发生什么事的时候呢，他是把一些细节拿出来自己理成一个线条出来。
So Isaac Newton.
比如说Isaac Newton,
he came up with the law of gravity.
他是发明那个重力的发现那个重力原理的人。
And he had to find out why when people drop a book, it lands. Why when an apple falls from the tree, it lands on your head. Why the moon goes around the world.
所以他就在想呢，为什么你手上这本书一松手，书是往下掉？为什么苹果是掉在他头上，而月亮是围着地球在转
？And he put all the pieces together, and he said, "There is gravity, and gravity follows a very precise law."
所以他把所有这些现象理在一起呢，他就知道有万有引力。万有引力是有一个明确的物理规律的。
So the people who studied the Bible put this together on the basis of the Bible.
所以那些学习圣经的神的工人们呢，就把他们学习圣经时候的看见的经文呢，去 一起把它放到一起就成了这张图。
And if the Bible is wrong, this is wrong.
如果圣经是错的呢，那这张图就错了。
Okay, does that answer your question, Hao?
Yes.
Yeah. Any other questions then?
有没有其他的问题？
All right, then we're going to keep on studying, but I want you to interrupt me now. At any point, you've got a question, you interrupt, you say, but what about this? Tell me more about that. Explain the other thing. I don't understand. You just feel free to interrupt.
所以我们可以继续往下讲，但是呢，这段过程当中，任何时候大家有问题可以打断我，我们继续来回答大家的问题。
All right, so I think last week we were talking a little bit about the millennium.
我们上一周谈了一些关于千禧年的事。
And so we could maybe read Revelation chapter 20.
我们可以读一下启示录的二十章。启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20, and we can read together where are we here now? Let's read right from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始读。
You go ahead and read it because I've got the wrong translation open.
Only verse 1?
Just verse 1, yeah.
我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子。And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain.
All right, verse 2 then.
第二节，他捉住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑了一千年。He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
All right, so what we were told then, last week we just finished with this, that Satan, who is the great deceiver in the world today, he's the one who tells the world all the lies.
那我们都知道撒旦是那个这世界最大的欺骗者，他是说谎的。
And he is going to be bound up and he's going to be put away so he cannot influence people for 1,000 years.
那他会被捆绑起来关起来，那他在一千年里不能够再迷惑地上的人了。
And so that period is going to be a period of great happiness for 1,000 years. Verse 3. What's it say?
那这一千年里会是一个特别好的对地上的人特别好的一千年。
He threw him into the abyss, which is really, it's hell, and locked it and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. So that's going to be 1,000 years, no more devil active in the world.
第三节呢，把他扔在无底坑里，将无底坑关闭，用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国，等到那一千年完了。
And the Bible teaches us then that there will be very little sin after that. If anybody sins, he will be put away immediately. There's going to be 1,000 years.No sin in the world.
那会有，那时候呢是没有再有罪了。那这一千年里，地上就再没有罪了。
That is going to be a time of wondrous peace and happiness and joy.
那是一个非常非常美好、和平、喜乐的时代。
And so we read last week some verses about how even the animals are going to all be friendly.
我们都知道上一次我们查考到即使动物都很友好啊，那些毒蛇。
And the little children will play with the lions and with the snakes.
那小孩子会和狮子和毒蛇在一起玩啊。
So it's going to be a marvelous time.
非常美好的时候。
But unfortunately, it's only going to last for 1,000 years.
那很不幸的，它只持续了1000年。
That 1,000 years is going to prove to the world what a wonderful thing it is for Jesus to rule and the people to obey.
那这一千年就是会跟人们证明啊，就是如果是耶稣来统治，人们去顺服啊，这是多么好的一幅图景。
All right. At the end of verse 3, we read the words that say, after that, he must be set free for a short time.
在第三节的后面呢，我们会读到，等到那一千年完了，然后必须暂时释放他。
So that's going to be very, very bad.
哦，这是非常非常糟糕的。
Yeah. All right. What's verse 4 say? Verse 4 says, I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge.
Victoria has a question.
Oh, you're good. Very good. Thank you.
So what's the age of people in that 1,000 years?
Well, if the age began when someone was 25 years old, then when the 1,000 years were over, they could be 1,025 years old. Okay? That's going to be pretty nice.
就是他觉得这个人的寿命会非常长。那如果一个人在那个时候是25岁开始，很可能在1000年结束的时候他就是1025岁。但因为没有罪了，因为没有罪了嘛，啊，因为没有罪了。
Okay, that's really what God intended, isn't it?
这是神本来希望有的状态。
How old did Adam live to be?
你知道亚当活了多久吗？
Almost 1,000.
900多年了，亚当活了900多年。
Yeah, many of them lived over 900 years.
很多人是活了超过900岁的，在亚当那个时代。
Some people ask, why do people die so young now?
那很多人说呢，那为什么现在人死得那么早呢？
Some of the answers are that because we're really bad, it's good we die early.
有的回答说呢，是因为人实在真的不好啊，很坏啊，所以死早一点还是个好事吧。
What would the world be like if Adolf Hitler, who was born what, 1890? What would the world be like if he were still alive?
你猜如果希特勒现在还活着，他是1890年生的，如果他现在还活着，那会怎么样？
It's a good thing that bad people die.
所以呢，坏人死了是件好事。
And we're bad people too.
所以我们也是不好的人，我们也是坏人。
So God says, Harold, I'm going to do something better than let you keep on living till you're 150. I'm going to take you to heaven.
所以上帝说呢 ，Harold， 我要做一件对你有益的事，不是让你活到150岁，我现在呢，早一点把你带走。
Okay, so yes, they're going to live a long time.And they're going to live happily for a long time.
所以呢，那千禧年里呢，他们会活很久。不但如此呢，他们会快乐地活很久，这点很重要。
And this world is going to be a beautiful place.
这个世界会是一个非常美好的地方。
And the people are going to be very, very rich.
那当时的人呢，也会变得非常富有。
So you could get excited about it. The fact is, though, that we are not going to be living on the earth in the 1,000 years. We're going to be with the Lord Jesus. So we've got an even better position. These people on the earth, they'll be here 1,000 years. But the Christians are going to have gone to heaven. They're going to come back with Jesus. We will be with Jesus.
那基督徒呢，这个当时的情况不是太一样，那我们是和主一起回来的，所以我们并不是活在地上，那我们是跟主一样是在空中的，不是在地上。都我们今天讲的这里，这些人都是千禧年里的人，都是当时还在地上一代一代繁衍到那个时候还是在地上活的人，那他们的年龄会很长。
And it's not precisely certain where we're going to be at any particular point in time.
那我们不是特别确定在某一个特定的点和时候呢，我们是在什么地方，就我说基督徒。
We're going to be with Jesus and often he's going to be in heaven.
那我们是跟主在一起的，那他在天堂的时候我们就在天堂。
We're going to be with Jesus when he's ruling on the earth and we may have some important jobs.
那当他在千禧年里要统治全地的时候呢，我们可能有些很重要的工作要帮他做。
But the Bible talks about a city called the New Jerusalem.
但圣经讲到了一个地方叫做新耶路撒冷。
And so we may be there, probably we won't be in the New Jerusalem until after the 1,000 years is over.
那我们也许会在那里，但也许呢是要等到千禧年过了以后我们才在那里。
But whatever it is, it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
不管它是在哪里呢，都是会非常好的一个地方。
And the reason we know that is because the Bible says so, but also because there's lots of nice places in the world today.
那我们知道这一切的原因是，当然一方面是圣经告诉我们，另外一方面呢，即使在今天，我们知道地上也有很多很美好的地方。
And then it's going to be even better.
那如果是这样的，那天上一定会更好。
All right, let's keep reading then.
那我们继续再往下读。
back to chapter 20 and verse 4.
那我们再看二十章的四节。
It says, I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。
And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
我又看见那因为给耶稣做见证并为神之道被斩者的灵魂和那没有拜过兽与兽像也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂他们都复活了与基督一同作王1,000年。
So in this 1,000-year period, the people on the earth are going to be happy for 1,000 years, but the Christians are going to be ruling, reigning with the Lord Jesus for that 1,000 years.
那在这一千年里，地上还有的人呢，会活得非常快乐。那基督徒呢，他是跟随主，在统治这个地面的这一千年里，是一直跟主在一起。
All right, verse 5 says, the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection.
这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等到一千年完了。
I have a question.
Yes.
就是这个，没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记，这是什么意思？
What's the meaning of the verse, second part of verse 4? They had not worshipped the beast of the image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. What does this mean?
All right. Well, back to our chart.
那回到这张图。
Right in the middle.
在这正中间呢。
Right in the middle is that little section called the tribulation.
这里有一个小小的一段叫做大灾难的时期 the tribulation.
All right. So Revelation, we've got Revelation open. Go back to Revelation chapter 13.
我们往前翻，启示录往前翻十三章。
In Revelation 13, we read about some events in the tribulation period.
我们读到一些在大灾难时候会发生的一些事情。
So remember now, after the Christians go to heaven, the only people on the earth are of two kinds. People who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will be bad people.
那当基督徒被提走了以后呢，地上有两种人，第一种呢，是明确已经拒绝了耶稣的人，那他们这些是非常坏的。
There will be some people who didn't reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Either they didn't know about him or they were born after the church went to heaven.
那还会有一种人他们并没有拒绝啊，那他只是没有机会做决定。一种呢很可能他没有听到福音，或者说他是在教会已经被提之后才出生的。
During this time of great trouble,There is going to rise a man of great government power.
那在这一段大灾难时期呢，会有一个特别强大的政权出来，地上的政府。
He is going to establish himself as the world ruler.
他会把自己建立成为一个全地的统治者这么一个地位。
Instead of being like the Lord Jesus Christ, peaceful.And like a lamb,
那不是像耶稣是一个和平的，像一个温顺的羊那样的一个统治者。
He is going to be called the Antichrist.
那他会管自己，或者说他会成为一个敌基督，就是这个统治者。
And that means not just the opposite to Christ, but very definitely against Christ.
他并不是说他是像在基督的对立面，他实际上就是抵挡反对基督的。
And so he is going to set himself up as the world ruler.
他会把自己变成一个全地的统治者。
And everybody is going to have to follow him.
每一个人都必须要跟随他。
Okay, so Revelation chapter 13.
启示录的十三章。
And verse 16.
16节。
The beast, this Antichrist, is going to have a man working with him who is called the false prophet. They will be two very evil people working together. And verse 16 says,He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead.
那就读了十五和十六节啊，大家可以自己看一下十五和十六节。
So the question is, are you a citizen of Canada?
那问题是你是不是一个加拿大的公民呢？
And if you had to prove it, some of you would say, yes, here's my passport.
那你如果想证明呢，有的人会掏出护照来说，你看，这是我的护照。
Okay, so when I travel, I get my Canadian passport. That proves that I'm a Canadian citizen.
当我旅行的时候，我就拿我加拿大的护照来证明呢，我是加拿大人。
But this wicked man is going to say,I want everybody to prove whether they're on my side or not. So I want everybody to get a mark on their right hand or on their forehead.
所以这个当时的这个国家的这个邪恶的领导，他会说我要判断每个人是不是在我这边还是敌人那边。所以呢，我需要每个人或者在手上或者在头上呢有一个印记。
Okay? So, people would say, are you on the side of the Antichrist or not? You'd say, sure I am. Look at my forehead. You can see the seal of the Antichrist right here.
那人们会问，那你是不是在敌基督这边呢？你说是的。你看我头上有这个印记。
But some of the people are going to say, no, this is really bad. We don't want to have anything to do with that Antichrist.
那有的人会说呢，我不想这么做，我不想跟那个敌基督有什么关系。
All right? And so they're going to say, Antichrist, you're not Christ, you're wicked. No, I'm not taking your mark on my forehead. I'm not going to let you put your mark on my right hand.
但是这些人会说呢，你是敌基督，我不想跟你在一起，我不会让你在我头上和手上盖印。
But they're saying everybody must.
这里说呢，是每一个人都必须啊。
Verse 17.
17节。
So that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark. So they would say to you, if you didn't want to have the mark and you won't be there, but those who will, they will say, do you want the mark of the beast? You say, no, I'm not going to follow the beast. Then they will say, all right, you can't buy or sell unless you've got the mark of the beast.
所以虽然你说我不愿意有这个印记，那他们会说，你如果没有这个印记呢，你就不能够做买卖啊，你东西交易都不可以了。
So what would happen?
那会发生什么呢？
If you couldn't buy or sell?
如果你什么东西都不能买，也不能卖了。
After a while, you get to be pretty hungry, wouldn't you?
你很快你会变得很饿。
Okay. And you'd get to be awfully cold in winter because you couldn't buy anything to heat your house.
因为冬天也会非常冷，因为你买不到东西来取暖。
So it's going to be a terrible thing. If you don't have the mark, you don't have any rights for anything. You can't even buy or sell.
所以你没有这个印记的时候，你做任何事情都其实都已经行不通了，因为你不能做买卖。
Now one of the reasons why we marvel today as Christians is that we can understand that.
今天作为一个基督徒，我们会感到很吃惊的是，就是我们能够理解这样的情况。
What's going to happen when we have a cashless society?
你猜，如果我们是这样的一个社会，是没有现金的社会，会是怎么样？
No money. All you do is use your credit card.
然后没有钱，你做一切的事情呢，都是通过信用卡来做的。
Okay, is that coming soon?
是不是很快是这样了？
很快 ，almost 过时了。
What was that?
It's a credit card is outdated. Now you can just face. Scan your face. Scan your face.
That's it.
Scan your face.
Okay. So when I was in the airplane the other day, the stewardess said, you can buy anything you want, but no money.
If you
want to buy anything, you've got to use credit card.
比方说在飞机上有的时候他卖东西，你可以买任何东西，但是呢不收现金，就得刷卡。
But Brenda said that's old fashioned.
Brenda 说这已经是过时了。
Okay. What we need is just a mark in the forehead. If we all had a mark, all our data could be in there, just a nice chip in the head, and all the data could be there, so it would say, my name is Harold Summers. Okay, and I've still got $10.48 in my account, and that's all, so I'm not good for any more, but all the information will be here.
所以它其实很简单，就是个很小很小的东西啊，芯片啊，就植在里面，植在里面，我所有的东西都在里面了，我的这个人信息，我多大，我叫什么名字，我所有的银行信息，我这笔交易，我到底应该扣掉多少钱，我全部在里面了。
But it doesn't just give you the right to buy and sell.
这个是其实并不只是说给你一个买卖的权利。
It says that the people who've got the mark in their forehead or their hands, they are on the side of the Antichrist and they're not on God's side.
这里讲到其实手上或者头上有印记的人他们是在敌基督这边的他不是在上帝这边。
Okay, so then all the people have got to decide.
所以所有的人需要做一个选择。
If I'm on the Antichrist side, I've got to follow him doing bad things, but I can eat and drink.
那如果我在敌基督这边呢我能跟着他做坏事但是我至少我能吃能喝能吃饱。
Or, I'm going to be on God's side.
或者我在神这边。
And pretty soon I'll starve to death if I'm not killed.
那很快我甚至可能会饿死啊如果我没有被杀的话。
Okay, that's a pretty serious question.
这是个非常严肃的问题在那个时候。
Is that question like us today?
这是不是像我们今天的问题呢
See, today every one of us have got to decide, don't we?
我们每一个人也需要做个选择。
Whose side are you on?
你在哪一边
Are you on Jesus' side?
你在耶稣这边
Or are you on the side of sin? And the devil, there's only two sides.
或者在罪在恶者那边只有两边。
Okay, you say, well, I'd like to be on Jesus' side.
你说呢我想在耶稣这边。
But you see, if you're on Jesus' side, you cannot sin, can't do all those bad things that people want to do that are on the devil's side.
那你在耶稣这边的时候你要摒弃一切的罪那是恶者那边做的事情。
But if you're on the devil's side, you can't have Jesus, you can't have his blessings, and you can't have heaven.
当你在恶者这边呢，你就不能有耶稣，你不能有一切的祝福，也不能上天堂。
So these people have got to decide just the same as we do.
所以这些人要做的选择跟我们做的选择也是一样的。
Only in their day, there was a lineup.
只是呢，在那个时代呢，它是有一个时间线了。
And the lineup was very simple. If you want to eat, you get the mark, or you don't. And so everybody who got hungry had to decide one way or the other.
这个时间线就是你如果想吃东西，你就得做买卖，那你就得选择左还是右耶稣这边还是。所以它是有个时间点，你饿的时候你就想一想，我就得，你不能往后推了。这个选择在你饿的时候就必须得做。
In our day, the decision is, as long as we're alive, the decision is deferable.
那我们今天的时候呢，只要我们还活着，你这个决定可以一直往后推。
When do you have to decide to get off the broad road and get on the narrow road?
你必须什么时候，选择离开这个宽路，进到窄路呢？在你死之前，你死之前做这个决定都行。
And so you say, I'm not really sure when I'm going to die, so I better decide now.
然后有的人会说，我还不知道确切我什么时候死，我最好现在就做决定。
But in those days, it's not going to be that readily deferable. You've just got to decide before you starve to death.
那在那个时代呢，那就不是那么好往后推了。你在饿肚子之前，你就得做好这个决定。
So Nicole's question goes all the way back now. Oh, we got to just give one other. Verse 18.
那我们还有一个，就是18节讲完。13章18节。
It says, this calls for wisdom.
这里有智慧。
If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast. For it is man's number.
凡有聪明的可以计算兽的数目，因为这是人的数目。
His number is 666.
他的数目是666.
Okay. So, in the Bible, the number 6 is the number of man. That's what it says right here. It is man's number. 666. That's man's number.
那圣经里呢，这里讲到的六是人的数字。
Now, God's number if you like, would be seven, seven, seven.
那神的数字其实就是七，七七七。
Because in the Hebrew language, the number seven means whole or complete or perfect.
那希伯来语里面那个七的意思其实就是完整、完全的意思。
And in the Hebrew language, the number six is literally one less than whole or complete or perfect.
那在希伯来语里它是这么表达六的，六就是比完全少一，就是六。比七少一就是六。
Okay, so the Bible says that Adam was made like God.
那圣经说呢，亚当是按照神的样子造的。
But he was less than God. He's not complete. He's not perfect. He's great. He's way better than the animals.
他比动物要好得多了，但是他是比神要少的，他不是那么，他不是完全的。所以是是人的样数目。
So the number 666 talks about the Trinity, if you like, of man, man's greatest accomplishment.
所以666呢，讲到了就是人，也是三个嘛，就像人的三位一体啊，这是人没有神的时候他能做到的最高的程度，就是这样。
And there are many.Meanings to 666. Let me just give you one.
那有很多的解读啊，关于这个666，我来给大家一个。
This terrible man, the Antichrist, is going to be. He's going to say, "I'm the best man that there ever was."
那这个敌基督啊，他会说呢，我是地上有的最好的人。
So he's 1-6.
那这是他，这是一个六。
But he's going to have working with him, and we read that in the same passage.He's going to have working with him the false prophet. And he is going to be a very great, powerful, man. They will call him a spiritual man because he's going to have contact with the spirit realm and much that's evil.
那第二个呢，就是在和敌基督一起工作的一个假先知，那他会有非常强的属灵的能力，那他会是第二个六。
And the third member of that group is going to be the devil himself.
那第三个六就是恶者自己，就是撒旦自己。
So you put them together and you get 666.
然后你把这个敌基督的就是三位一体放在一起，这就是666了。
And people who realize that say, I don't want that at all. I'm not going to be affiliated with this wicked man, with his false prophet,or with the devil, no, I won't have that mark.
那知道这个的人呢，就会说我不想跟他们有关系，我不想跟这敌基督有关系，我不想跟假先知有关系，我也不想跟撒旦有任何关系。
Now many of us who are older remember the day when we found out that our prime minister, whose name was Pierre Trudeau, had a license plate
I mean, this prime minister or his father?
His father.
Or his father. Yeah, 哦，那老一点的人呢，都记得这个有个总理啊，就是现在这个总理的爸爸啊，就是这个现在总理是小特鲁多啊，那个总理就叫特鲁多，特鲁多出的。然后他呢有一个这个车牌。
He had a very famous car, a very beautiful Mercedes.
那他有一个在当时非常著名的一辆车，是个奔驰车。
When his son Justin got married, he went away on his honeymoon in his father's Mercedes. Very unique, very beautiful car.
所以当这个现在这个小土豆，结婚的时候呢，他是开他爸的那个特别漂亮的那个奔驰车的，对，反正当时也是非常轰动，很漂亮的一辆车。
What was the number on his license plate?
那辆车的牌子是什么牌子呢？
666. He put it on the license plate.
就是666.
Why?
为什么呢?
I think because he was laughing at God. He said, I don't need God, he said. He had 666 on his license plate. Yeah. Well, that's just by the by. These are very important things.And the even the political world realizes that there's something important about that.
所以即使从政的人也都知道这些数字啊，知道这个数字的重要。
All right, the interesting thing is this was written 2,000 years ago, but it was insightful enough so that when we look at it today, we recognize the power of a computer chip. We acknowledge that this would be the most logical thing for a world ruler to do. He said, I'll get everybody on the same computer. When you go to the store, you just flash your hand and all the transactions are taking place for you. No money, no credit cards, scan everything. Beautiful system.
那这个最有意思的是呢，这些是在2000年前写的东西啊，但是我们今天读起来，我们就非常能理解，这是很自然会有的一个状态，就是一个很小的芯片在你手上或者你额头上，这是非常，你要是一个敌基督，他要做这个事情是非常容易的，而且是应该做的，因为呢，每一个人都变成了电脑的一部分了。啊，你要去做交易呢，你手一刷就行了。今天其实已经有这个，有了，那就刷一下，你就做交易了，你就登机了，你就干什么了？你什么都是在你手上的或你额头的一个芯片做成的。
How could anybody 2,000 years ago have anticipated that?
那怎么可能在2000年前有一个人能够预期到这种事情呢？今天我们有电脑技术，我们能理解。
Okay, God wrote this book.
神写的这本书了，就神知道我们今天会做些什么。
Back to chapter 20 and verse 4.
那我们再回到二十章的四节。
Nicole's question was, who are these people?
Nicole 的问题是谁是这些人呢？
So let's read that last sentence again.
我们读一下刚才那节，继续读一遍。
And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God.
我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证并为神知道被斩者的灵魂。
They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads.
和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂。
So what happened to them? They wouldn't take the mark on their foreheads. They wouldn't take the mark on their hands. So what happened next? Did they starve? No. They were beheaded. The Antichrist says, "We're not going to wait until you starve."If you don't take the mark, we're just going to cut your head off.
所以那些拒绝额上有印记、手上有印记，在那个时代大灾难的时候，其实他们根本等不到饿死。敌基督说这个不用等，这人就直接砍头了。
What happened to these people?
那这些人会怎么样
？Verse four, the end, the last sentence.
就是四节最后一句话。
They came to life and they reigned.With Jesus Christ for 1,000 years.
那他们也都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年。
So there's going to be a 1,000-year kingdom. Who are going to be the bosses? Who's going to be the mayor? Who's going to have the big companies? The people who are the bosses will be those who said, "No, devil, I am not taking your name. I'm not bowing to your service. I'm going to follow Jesus."The devil says, off with your head. Jesus says, I'm going to put it back on again, and you are going to rule.
所以谁是在那千年做王，那些在大灾难里啊，他们因为拒绝他说我不要跟你这个恶者在一起啊，那敌基督说那我把你头砍下来，那耶稣说我再把他安上去啊，他们就在那千年里复活了。
Do you remember what happened to the high priest's servant when the Lord Jesus Christ was taken captive in the Garden of Gethsemane?
你们知道那个在克西马尼园里那个那大祭司的仆人在要抓耶稣的时候发生什么事吗？
Peter got very angry.
那彼得非常生气。
And he took a sword and he swung it at the high priest's servant.
然后彼得拿起那把刀啊，就砍那个大祭司仆人马勒古的头啊。
He cut off his ear.
就砍偏了啊，就砍到他的耳朵，把耳朵砍掉了啊。
What did the Lord Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么？
Put it back on again.
耶稣把它安回去了
okay.
摸了一下又好了
Don't you worry what the devil might do to you. Jesus can put you back together again.
所以不要担心恶者对你做的事情耶稣可以很容易的就把它做回去
Why do we read stories like this that are going to take place in the future?Again, none of us will be there. If we're Christians, we've gone to heaven. If we're not Christians, then they're down in hell waiting judgment. We're not going to be there. Why tell us the story?
那现在的问题是为什么告诉我们这一切的故事啊？因为我们不会在那个时代啊，我们是在主里死的，就在天堂了。在主里，不是在主里死的，不相信的，他已经在地狱了。其实这我们不管在天堂和地狱，这些事情其实不是我们会经历的。
Because if Jesus is going to do that for them, he's going to do similar things for us.
如果耶稣是对他们是这么做的，那对我们也会很类似的事情。
And the devil's going to continually say to you and to me, you come and do this bad thing. You come and do that bad thing. And we're going to say, no, Lord Jesus, I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to do those bad things.They might say, you're fired, you lose your job. They might say, okay, gonna break up your family. They might say, you'll go broke. You might even get sick.
所以我们碰到的情形是非常类似的，就是那个时代的人会因为这个会不能工作，不能买卖，甚至丢了生命。我们今天也是一样，那你碰到的这个情形是你可能就会丢工作，你可能会因为这个，家庭会出矛盾啊，你会有很多很多的，意想不到的麻烦和苦难出来。那你也一样要做一个选择。
Okay, we say that because we know Jesus Christ is right and sin is wrong, and we're guilty sinners. We've got to get our sins forgiven. We've got to say no to sin and yes to Jesus.
所以我们总是要对罪说不，对主说 yes， 说对，因为恶者总是会说，那你要做这个，你不做这个呢，那你就不能，工作了，那你就不能，有好的这个生活了，或者很多很多的，理由，你总是要跟罪说不。
All right, any more on that before we get on to another theme？
在我们继续往下的时候，还有什么其他的？问题。
Do they know that we're still before?
Well, I'm not sure we've gone over that before.
Why don't you tell them?
Yeah, 你说。
就是他们研究神学的人，他们相信上帝，但是不相信无性生出这个耶稣，也不相信耶稣复活。那么我是否可以把他认同是基督徒呢？
If somebody said, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus born from Mary, all about these miracles on Jesus, can I treat him as a believer?
The answer is that the truth about Jesus is miraculous.
那答案是呢，关于耶稣的事实和真理本身就是神迹性的。
The only way that Jesus can save us is to do something that is truly miraculous.
那耶稣唯一的方法能救我们呢，也一定是用一些神迹的方式，我们才能得救。
So if Jesus is going to take my father to heaven, he's got a big problem. My father's got a big problem, or it doesn't matter.
OK,
either way.
OK, 如果耶稣要把我父亲带到天堂去呢，他我父亲会有个大麻烦。
My father is dead.
因为我父亲已经死了。
And so, we could take you out to the cemetery at 41st and Granville, or 41st and Fraser, and we can show you his cemetery, his grave.
我能带你们去啊，就41街那个墓地啊，我能领你去看见我爸的坟墓在那儿。
How on earth is Jesus ever going to get him to heaven?
那耶稣怎么才能把他带到天堂去呢？
The only way he can do it, the only way Jesus can do it, would be to miraculously bring that dead body to life again.
那他能做的一定是一个神迹的方式，把他带到天堂去。
So that's going to require a miracle.
这就是一个神迹。
The same thing is if I say, Lord Jesus, I believe you.And as a consequence, I am born again.
那同样的道理，我说耶稣啊，我相信你。作为这样的一个信心的结果呢，我在我的灵里就重生了。
That's going to require a miracle, isn't it?
这也需要是有一个神迹，对不对
？How can I be one person today and a different person tomorrow?
我们怎么可能前一天是一个人，后一天又成了另外一个人呢？
Only if Jesus does something on the inside of me, which the medical doctors and the psychologists cannot explain.
那只有耶稣在我里面做了一些很神迹的工作，这些工作呢，不是医学家和生物学家能够解释的。
So it's going to take a miracle to get me to heaven. It's going to take a miracle to change me now.
所以把一个死人带到天堂去和把我现在的我呢做一个里面的改变，这两个都是需要神迹的。
But how did I ever get here in the first place?
那我现在怎么来到这里呢？我怎么来到这个世界的？
So I look at myself in the mirror and I say, Harold, that's you.
我对着镜子说呢，那 Harold, 这就是你啊。
And then I say, Harold, how did you get here?
那我说 Harold 你怎么来到这里的
And if you speak to the evolutionist,
如果你跟进化论者说呢
And you say to the man who believes in evolution, could you please explain to me how life originated on this earth so that we could have life today?
你可以问他这个生命是怎么在地上有的哈，我们今天看见那么多的生命。
And do you know what he says?
你猜他会怎么说呢？
He says that would be miraculous.
他也会说这一定是有神迹的。
Even the people who don't believe in God acknowledge that the only way there could be life here if there were no God would for something to be that is miraculous.
那即使那些不相信神的，他家没有神，那他也得必须承认有生命这件事情实在是太神奇了。
And when I heard one of Canada's leading scientists,
sorry.
Pardon
me? Yeah, she said she has some other meaning on theOn the question.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
我不是说这个问题，就是，相信他相信神，但并不相信耶稣因就是完全就是
处女怀孕，
对处女怀孕这件事情。
Yeah,
相信他复活。
Okay,
he believe in God, the man believe in God, but that, does not believe in Jesus born from a virgin and Jesus resurrected.
All right, but that's the point I'm getting to.
这就是他想要讲的点。
The fact is, we must believe in the miraculous.
这个事实是我们必须要相信这两个神迹。
When I believe that God can take me to heaven, it's easy to believe in the virgin birth.
那我可不可以理解成，只要我们解释不通的、不清楚的事情，我们就把它称之为神迹。
Can we understand that if we cannot explain, we just treat it as a miracle.
Yes, that's right. If we can't explain it, it's a miracle. But the miracles of the Bible are designed so that only God can do them. Therefore, Jesus must be God.
但是圣经里的这个神迹呢，是被设计成只有神才能做的，所以这就是为什么耶稣就是神。
You see, if Jesus isn't God, then we don't have any salvation.
就如果耶稣不是神呢，我们是没有办法有救恩这么一说的。
I could say to Long, don't worry, I will save you.
他可以跟我说呢，你不用担心，我来救你。
Long would laugh and he'd say, Harold, you can't save me. Who do you think you are?
我会笑，因为我说你凭什么救我呢？你是谁呢？
But if God, who is the God of the miraculous, can save me, then I say, yes, I believe God can save me. Jesus can save me.
那这个神如果他真的是在神迹里能救我的话，我就真的会相信，因为这个真的需要神迹。
So my need is so great that only God can save me.
因为我的需要如此的大，也如此的特别，那只有神能够救我。就是罪的这个需要，其实是只有神能满足。
How do we know Jesus was God?
那我们怎么知道耶稣是神呢？
Many reasons, one of which is my father was Harold Summers. Jesus' father was God.
Yeah. 耶稣是神的一个原因呢，第一呢就是，我的父亲是 Summers, Harold Summers. 那耶稣的父亲是神。
Okay, so the miraculous, it's imperative that we believe in the miraculous because God has got to do a miracle for us.
然后这个神迹它必须得是个神迹似的，我们才可能到天堂去，否则这个事情就完全没有意义了，因为这两边根本没有任何交集。
If a
couple that one side is believing God but the other not,
yes.
So can this family be blessed?
Yes.
他说人还是可以的。
Yes, did everybody get that question? I'm trying to find the verse. Norma may help me, but the verse is that then will their children be sanctified, then will. If there is a believer, if one believes, the other is blessed because of the belief of the former. What is it?
First Corinthians
chapter 7.
First Corinthians chapter 7. First Corinthians chapter 7.
14.
Verse 14.
Yeah,
marvelous.
That's what do you want, right?
That's the verse I want. That's okay. It. Thank you very much. Lord bless you.
林前，哥林多前书7章14节 就解释了你的问题。 298页。
Maybe we can start reading in verse 13.
我们从13节开始读。
If a woman has a husband who is not a believer, and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him.
妻子有不信的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和他同住，她就不要离弃丈夫。
For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife.
因为不信的丈夫就因着妻子成了圣洁。
And the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband.
并且不信的妻子就因着丈夫成了圣洁。
So if one is a believer, the blessings flow both to the husband and the wife, or the wife and the husband. The one is blessed because of and by the other.
所以当双方有一方信了以后呢，祝福就会从这一方进到家庭里来，双方都会被祝福。
So that's very, very encouraging for us all.
这是对我们非常有受鼓励的。
The Christian is a wonderful person to have around.
所以你身边最好的一类人就是要有个基督徒。
And so, in the Old Testament, there's this story of Jacob and Laban. And Laban says, I was blessed because you were working for me, Jacob.
我们都知道旧约创世纪里面呢有这个故事，就是雅各和他的舅舅拉班在一起。那拉班的后面很清楚的知道呢，他们家的羊之所以放得好，是因为雅各在替他放羊，因为雅各是属神的。
So the Christian is a blessing in a family.
所以这个基督徒啊，或者说雅各的，就是这一家里被祝福的那个。
And the Christian is a blessing in the business.
他也是他是一个家庭被祝福的，也是在他的生意里被祝福的那个。
My father became a Christian in his family when he was 12 years old.
我的父亲在他的家族里呢是12岁他是得救信主的。
Many others in his family were not Christians.
那在那个时候呢，在他家庭里，很多人都不是基督徒。
But my father was transferred, and he came to Canada. Sorry, he came to Vancouver probably when he was around 22.
那我的父亲那时候在22岁左右时候呢，来到了温哥华。
When he died, one of his sisters said to Norma and to me.
那当我父亲死的是以后呢，他的一个姐姐或者妹妹啊，跟我和 Norma 说。
She said, "There was a big loss in our family when your father moved away."
他说呢，在你父亲搬走了以后，就从12岁，到22岁离开家庭搬到温哥华来以后呢，他说他们家里，损失很大。
Just by the fact that he was a Christian, he was a great blessing in that family, and they remembered it 50 years later.
他们直到50年之后，他们想起来才能搞明白，是因为他父亲12岁信主到22岁，这10年里对他们家的祝福是非常大。他搬走以后，他们家损失很大。
Okay, so.I'm not sure what part of what questions we're at and whether I've answered any of them.
我也不知道我们现在回答问题回答到哪一节了，我也不知道是不是这个问题都被回答了。
我的问题还是没回答。第一个问题就是他是研究神学，然后也受洗了，他相信上帝，但是呢他就是不相信基督的这种处女出生。那么这种人，我们是当他基督徒还是不当他是基督徒？
Yeah, so she just summarized her first question. So if one man that he said he studied the theology,
yes,
even has a master of theology,
yes,
and
yes,
he said he believes in God,
yes,
but he doesn't believe in Jesus born from a virgin,
yes,
and resurrected from death,
yes,
can we treat him as a believer or a brother? We cannot, right?
Okay, that's a very good question. But if he didn't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then what's going to happen to him when he dies?
然后他如果不相信耶稣是从死里复活了，那他死了以后怎么办呢？就是这个说这个耶稣，他不相信耶稣从死里复活的这个人，那他死了以后该怎么办？
So 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
这是我的疑问嘛？那他们还是专门研究神学、研究圣经的，家里有很多这样子的书，但是呢，出这样子的问题，并且这不是一个人，我认识好几个这样子的。
Yeah, he said he knows quite a few that they said they are believer, but they don't believe in this.
Okay, but say they believe it, but they don't believe.
是否不是？
我需要当他是基督徒还是？
Actually, she only need the clear cut answer that whether she can treat him as a believer or not.
Okay, and the answer is no.
答案是不。
No,
不是。
Yes,
no. 他，你不能把他当做弟兄，他也不是信徒。
If 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there's one verse you should see.
The Bible says
this. 我们先听长老讲。Which verse?
Well, I'm not sure. The verse that says that if the dead rise not, then... Verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 16.
哥林多前书十五章十六节。三百一十页。三百一十页，对。新约三百一十页。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 16.
十五章的十六节。
It says, verse 16. If the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised.
因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
And verse 17.
十七节。
If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain.
Vain.
If Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain.Futile. I believe, I just don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. My faith is futile. Okay? There's no value at all in my faith if Jesus Christ did not rise. That's the argument here. And the verses on each side explain it more, but that is the simple answer. If Jesus Christ did not rise, your faith is useless, worthless, wasted time.
所以这个非常清楚了，就基督如果没有复活呢，我们的信就是突然的，这个信就没有任何意义了。
那接连的问题就是，我一直认为是，我们正式的这个基督徒至少是有一个受洗的这个仪式，那么受洗仪式之后我们就正式成为基督徒。那么反过来讲，那拥有这样子想法和思想的人，他也有受洗这样子的一个仪式，那证明他也是一个新造的人。那么，他，但是他又认为他又不相信这个基督的这个出生和复活。那么就是说受洗这个仪式，我的
有什么意义是吧 ？OK，
这个仪式，
会
那么他按说他就是一个新造的人，难道他把他又弄回去，他又不是了吗？
不是受洗本身嘛？Yeah, the question is.If somebody argue
yes.
This, he believe in God, but doesn't believe in this
yes.
miraculous. He also baptized.
Yes.
So, but what's the difference between this kind of person baptized and who really believe in and also baptized? So I think her question is, does baptize change the person or not?
Yes.
Yeah.You need to explain the meaning of baptism.
All right.
Baptism.
The only thing that changes a person is his belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the key. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以改变一个人的只有一件事情，是不是他相信耶稣基督成为他的救主？他相信才是那个改变的点。
So baptism doesn't change you.
所以施洗和受洗不改变一个人。
Okay? Yeah, baptism cannot change you.
对。
Okay, oh, you're welcome.
She totally understands. Yeah.
It's very difficult. Many people say baptism will change you, but the Bible doesn't say that.
很多人自己说受洗能改变人，但圣经并不这么讲的。
And many people say that you don't have to believe in the miracles, but you have to believe in Jesus Christ who rose from the dead.
对，很多人也说你其实不用相信那些耶稣的神迹，但是圣经告诉我们，我们必须要相信耶稣童女怀孕从死里复活。
Okay.
Almost 10 and 9.
Yeah. That's right, you got to go and pick up your daughter.
那个相信了没有受洗又怎么样？ The question now is back to the other side. If I believe, but I did not baptize, then what's that situation?
That's a very good question. All right. And the answer is this. Jesus wants you to be baptized.
那答案是呢，耶稣希望你去受洗。
So you say, I believe you, therefore I'm going to be baptized.
然后你的正常的逻辑是呢，我相信你，我愿意听你的话，我就会去受洗。
Okay, so my mother, when I was a boy, probably 14 years old, I don't know. But my mother said, Harold, I want you to go and do that job.
那我大概十几岁的时候呢，我妈妈跟我说呢 ，Harold， 你要去做这件事情。
I said, no, I don't want to.
我说不，我不想去。
My mother said, Harold, do you love me?
然后我妈妈问我呢 ，Harold， 你爱我吗？
How, what are you going to say when your mother says, do you love me?
然后你妈妈问你，你爱不爱我，你应该怎么回答？
So I said, yes, mother, I love you.
我说是的，妈妈，我爱你。
My mother said, how much?
然后我妈问我，对，爱我多深啊？
Well, so I thought, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, and so... My mother and I were pretty friendly, so I said, Mother, I love you 7.
然后我们有一个刻度啊，是1到10啊。我说我大概爱你7。
If I said 10, she'd say, don't fool me. Okay?
如果我说10呢，我妈一定不信。
And it had to be higher than 5 or I wouldn't get any supper. Okay?
我也不能说低于5，我都晚上没饭吃了。所以我就说了一个7。
So I said, Mother, I love you 7.
对，我说我爱你7。
So what did my mother say?
然后我妈怎么说呢？
She said, then go and do the job.
然后她说，那你就去做这件事吧。
Okay?
And he did.
然后他就只能去做了。对。
And I had a good supper.
然后就吃晚饭吃得很好。
Okay, so, do we have to be baptized? Not to get saved, but you have to be baptized to serve, to follow Jesus. You want to do what Jesus wants you to do because you see, you believe him.
所以我们要不要受洗呢？这个不是说我因为受洗才得救的，我是因为相信他得救的。但是呢，因为你相信他，你就爱他嘛。他这么爱你，你总是愿意做他要你做的事情吗？这是受洗直接的原因。对。
Thank you.
Yeah.
我还有个问题啊。
对。
就像基督徒是一拜的啊，我想我也是
一样。啊，都不拜，对对对。
但是像在家里祭祖的时候，家里的人不一定是基督徒吗？
对，那怎么办是吧？我们怎么办是吧 ？OK， yeah， this is a good question. So we all know we cannot worship any idols.
Yes.
Yeah, including our passed away ancestors.
Yes.
But this is very difficult for Chinese because Chinese families always worship passed away those dead ancestors. But in that situation, how can a Christian face or deal with this kind of
The Christian cannot worship the ancestors.
Yeah, 我们不能够拜那个过世的祖先啊，这是不可以的。
像作为媳妇的话，你不拜别人就会讲啊，
对吧？是吧？ Yeah, but it's quite difficult because if she is not, she's daughter-in-law, but if she's daughter, it's okay. But she's daughter-in-law.
Yes.
If she did not do that, it will be severely scolded by the family or the husband.
The Christian doesn't worship the ancestors. The Christian honors the ancestors.
我们不拜 这个祖先啊，但是我们尊重祖先。
所以他有一句是像
祭
祖的时候，
对，
要跪拜，
And the Christian loves the parents。
基督徒也很爱父母了，这是肯定的。
这点我们就知道，
对对，
别人你不拜别人。
对,
so our mother was very wise. I keep telling stories about our mother. But our mother said to Norma and me.
我和 Norma 的妈妈跟我们说哈。
She said, Harold, if you want to be good to me, don't give me something after I'm dead. Give it to me now.
她说呢 ,Harold, 如果你特别想表现对我好啊，那你不要我死后再表现啊，你现在就给我，你现在就对我好。
Okay, now that's important.
这是非常重要的。
Isn't that we love people after they're dead? We love people when they're alive. That's Jesus' love.
这就是耶稣的爱。我们说爱一个人呢，我们不要等到死后才说爱他啊。你现在就做这件事情。
我想他的意思是，他这个我们都理解。他说他的意思就是说，我们。因为来自于中国，它有一些传统，
他如果不做，
那我们
人家会有看法。
周围的这个压力啊，亲戚朋友，就是说做了，上帝会原谅他们，因为他是。
Yeah, so the question point is actually they have pretty high pressure.
Yes.
So when they have this pressure, but all this knowledge, they know that, and they also know. We need to love parents when they're alive, but but this Chinese tradition will give. These people pretty high pressure in that critical moment.
Yes, it does.
So
give high pressure.
In that moment, if they did kneel down and worship the can Lord forgive them?
The Lord can forgive them, but it's not right.
答案是呢，主是原谅我们，但这个不对。
因为你知道，我有一个朋友，就是他回流了，他来在温哥华的时候，他住口克勒，他也是信了主什么的。可是回去这些传统仪式搞得他没办法。他说：“我要是不拜，我老公不给我生活费了。
” Yeah, so it's she said one of her friend also she saved and went back to China, and she said, "If I did not kneel down and worship my husband's passed away ancestor, I even will lose my economic, so lose money from the husband. The husband will refuse to feed her.
The
life is difficult.
Yes, the fact is it's very difficult. Somehow, the family have to be proven that their ancestor worship is wrong. You see, the reason that they are worshiping the ancestor is because they believe that that will get them more honor before God. Isn't so much that they're afraid of offending grandpa. They say, if we turn away from our religion, we're going to be in trouble. But the fact is, if they carry on in their religion, they're going to be in trouble. So at some point, the fact has got to be made clear. No, I love you, but I cannot encourage you to trust in those gods. Those gods will take you to hell. Only Jesus can take you to heaven. Now,
人总也人总是需要有一个点哈，要把真理告诉他。因为呢，那些一切特别想要拜的，其实他真的是在一个宗教和一个错误的信仰里。那他这么往下，恰恰是越走越远，会越走越糟糕的。那我们总是希望我们的亲人呢，越早的能从这样的偶像崇拜里走出来越好，所以这个不是对他们不好，相反是对他们很好的事情。总是要在某一个点让他们明白他们拜祖、
他们可固执了，尤其那些老人。
Norma's story is in the book of Daniel, there were three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three men, and Nebuchadnezzar said, bow down and worship the image. And they had to say, we won't bow down and worship the image. If God wants to, he can save us. If he doesn't want us, then he won't save us, but we are not going to bow down. It's very, very difficult.
是不容易的，在那个但以理书里面就有这同样的故事啊。那个，但以理有三个朋友，他们尼布甲尼撒呢做了一个金像，叫所有的人去拜那个金像。他那三个朋友说：“我坚决不拜。”那呢，如果我的神愿救我呢，他一定会救我；如果没有呢，我们也坚决不拜。所以他们在当时就坚决没有拜，被尼布甲尼撒扔到那个火窑里。但是耶稣，就是神呢，就看顾了他们。他们在整个这么高温的火窑里没有被烧死，你们都知道这个故事。
我觉得接走的话，我不是说把祖先当做神的吗？我这是。
所以他说，我们有表达爱吗？我们是爱他，所以在这里你可以献一束花，你有些东西其实没有必要做的。
对，我其实有时候是爱的，他的家庭也不好。我说你算一个大家啊，
对，
就是假设就是自己小家几个人，什么整个大家相
信
是亏
是
个问题吗？
对，像我也是，我就跟我婆婆说
yeah, it's
pretty high pressure, especially even
that.
Very high
pressure,
how much does she love her husband? Does she love her husband enough to want to be with him in heaven? Or does she just think as long as your husband's happy here, she won't be with him?
所以他们的角度其实是你总是要在这个正确的爱里面爱你的亲人，因为你最希望他的是得着真理，在天堂里有份。比方说不管是你的先生还是那些再拜的人，其实把他们带到正确的路上是更好的爱他们。
但这之前我已经拜过
了、哦、这个没事。所以他说神会爱你，神会原谅你，但是对，神会有。Yeah, she said, but before I already worshipped twice. How come?
Oh, never mind yesterday.
Yeah, 他说昨天的事没有关系，对，是未来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们先做祷告啊，我们先结束今天。
Because we're going to have to go. I've got to make one other comment though, and that is that these Bible studies.Get to be more interesting at the end than at the beginning. Because we get all into the details.
我们总是在后面有更有意思的问题啊，比在一开始更有意思。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truth of God.
我们要为您的真理献上感恩。
And you've told us from your Bible many things that are absolutely wonderful.
主啊，您借着圣经告诉我们很多的事是非常美好的。
And many things that are easy.
很多的事情也不那么容易。
And also many things that are hard.
也很多的事情也很艰难。
And so we're thrilled that the Bible is a Bible of truth, and it's truth even if that truth is going to be difficult.
主啊，很多的真理它是真理，但是它是很难很难的真理。
And so Lord, Lucia has this difficulty of ancestor worship,which is embedded in the culture that she's associated with. But Lord, so many others are the same.
主啊，虽然Lucia姊妹有这样的问题，我们因着文化传统的原因，我们要去拜那过去的祖先。我们很多的人都有这样的问题。
And we pray that you will give to her and all those like her.Faith and boldness.
主啊，也求您给他，也给其他一切有他这样问题的人以信心，也以力量。
Faith to pray and to use these opportunities in the right way for the blessing of the whole family.
主啊，也求您给他们智慧和信心，用这样的机会，来给家族的人传讲您的福音。
And boldness.To do what is right in spite of great pressures.
也给他们力量来在这样困难的时候做正确的事。
And Lord, each of us look back and we can see sins of yesterday.
主啊，我们每一个人当我们回头的时候都能看见昨天的罪。
We pray that you'll give us boldness and wisdom for tomorrow and we thank you for the promise of forgiveness for yesterday.
主啊，我们也谢谢您给我们这样的应许。 来赦免我们昨天的罪，也给我们力量来面对明天的生活。
So Lord, we came to you in our need, asking you to teach us.
我们来到您面前，在我们的需要里来恳求您的教导。
Now we leave today in our need that you will help us to obey.
主啊，也求您给我们力量来顺服。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for today.
Thank you.
How dark.